It's 16 true or false questions on potatoes. That's right, potatoes. These were written by Mike Edwards, and this is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I am your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out my show. If you like trivia, if you like pop culture, if you like movies, music, television, comic books, video games, and potatoes, you are in the right place. Thanks for listening to the show and leaving iTunes reviews. Those are always appreciated. If you dig the show and you listen to it on the podcast app, just scroll down to the bottom of Trivia with Buds and hit write a review. That would help us out immensely to get more ears and eyes on the show. Rating, reviewing, and subscribing for new episodes every day is encouraged. Also, it's encouraged for you to go check out my new office parody called The Brewery. It is on all my social media at this time, and I posted it in the Discord app chat if you're a Patreon subscriber. So check it out over there. You can find it on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and Last Name Brewing's Facebook page, as well as mine. And we shot it in about an hour and edited it down. And my good friend Spencer Croce did a really good job of making it look like The Office. And I did my best to channel my inner Michael Scott. So it's about two and a half minutes long. You go check it out on all my social media at Ryan Buds or Trivia with Buds on just about everything. Also, you may hear my family yelling in the background because that's what they do. They're kids. They run around. They do backflips off the couch. And my wife goes, "What is happening?" So if you hear that, that's what's happening. Another thing that's happening is a video I posted in the Patreon chat, which is me unboxing my three-hole punch gym exclusive from Funko. If you're into that kind of thing, if you like The Office or Funko figures or unboxing videos, you can check that out on my Trivia with Buds YouTube page, as well as a bunch of other fun stuff. So go check out all that stuff in the chat, or just search Trivia with Buds and find all my different pages and websites and things. We are going to talk about some very fun things on tomorrow's episode about hitting some milestones for this show and some rewards coming up for very cool people. And that's you guys, people that listen to the show, people that tell friends about the show, people that help it grow bigger and better every single day. And you can do that over on patreon.com/trivia. With Buds. Go see what all the fun is about. Okay, we're going to jump into a true-false episode. These were a bunch of questions sent to me by Mike Edwards, who plays trivia in Whittier, California, Turnbull's Tavern, every Wednesday, 7 to 9. And he said, "Hey, here's 16 questions about potatoes. Have fun." So we're going to see how many of these you can get right in just a minute. Here we go. All right, just took a big sip of Pepsi. That's right, Pepsi. I like Coke, but sometimes, every once in a while, for some reason, I love a Pepsi. And we're ready to jump into these potato facts. You're just going to say true or false for all of these questions that Mike Edwards created. Let's see how many you can get out of 16. Question number one. There are six people in the U.S. listed on whitepages.com with the last name Potato. Is that true or false? Question number one. Question number two, the North Carolina Potato Festival was designated as the official Irish Potato Festival of North Carolina in 2009. Is that true or false? Question number three, the average American eats approximately 105 pounds of potatoes a year. Is that true or false? Question number four, the potato is a relative of tobacco and the tomato. Number four, the potato is a relative of tobacco and the tomato. Question number five, potatoes require more water to grow than other staple foods such as wheat, rice, and corn. Is that true or false? Number five. Question six, up until the late 18th century, the French believed that potatoes cause leprosy. True or false? Number six, leprosy. Number seven, the potato is the fourth most important crop in the world after wheat, rice, and corn. True or false? Question number eight, Marie Antoinette, wife of Louis XV, was known to wear potato blossoms as hair decoration. True or false? Number 9, the potato, which originated in Colombia, took a long journey to reach North America. Is that true or false? Question number 10, the potato was adopted as Idaho's official state vegetable in 2002. Number 11, in 1947, Mr. Potato Head was born and was also the first toy to be advertised on television. Number 11. Number 12, instant mashed potatoes, dehydrated potatoes, were introduced commercially in 1955. Number 13, potatoes and cabbage are two of the most popular fresh vegetables in the U.S. I think by most popular, they mean most consumed and eaten and bought and things like that. So potatoes and cabbage are the two most popular fresh vegetables in the U.S. Is that true or false? Three questions left. Here's number 14. U.S. potato production in 1998 was 47.5 billion pounds. Does that seem high or low? Is that true or false? Number 15, potatoes can also be used to make vodka along with wheat, corn, rye, and barley. True or false? And the bonus question, true or false? There's an Airbnb that's 28 feet long, 12 feet wide, and 11 and a half feet tall, and looks like a giant potato. Is that true or false? All right, Mike, these were some very French fried questions. Let's see how many of these you guys got right in just a potato. We are back with the answers to the true-false potato episode. A round I can honestly say we'll probably never do again on the show just because it's so specific. But I do like doing stuff like this every once in a while. So great job, Mike. Here's question number one. There are six people in the U.S. listed on whitepages.com with the last name Potato. Is that true or false? It's false. There are four. So not six, but four. Number two, the North Carolina Potato Festival was designated as the official Irish Potato Festival of North Carolina in 2009. That is true. If you wrote true, you were right. Number three, the average American eats approximately 105 pounds of potatoes each year. It is false. They eat more like 126 pounds. So add 21 more pounds. And Mike says, think of potato chips. So potato chips add much more weight than just regular potatoes. Number four, the potato is a relative of tobacco and the tomato. That is true. I don't have any more info on that, but that's very interesting if that's true. Number five, potatoes require more water to grow than other staple foods such as wheat, rice, and corn. That's false. It actually takes less water for potatoes to grow. Number six, up until the late 18th century, the French believed that potatoes caused leprosy. That is true. Number six, I had a question about leprosy at trivia last night, and a girl said, "What's that?" And I said, "It's when your skin falls off." She goes, "That doesn't happen." And I was like, "All right, read a Bible." Here's number seven. The potato is the fourth most important crop in the world after wheat, rice, and corn. That is true, according to that hierarchy. Number eight, Marie Antoinette, wife of Louis XV, was known to wear potato blossoms as hair decorations. That is also true. So we've had three trues in a row. And here's number nine, the potato was originated in Colombia and took a long journey to reach North America. And it says false, that it was in Peru. The Spaniards took it back to Spain in the 16th century. From there, it made its way to Italy and then Northern Europe, then to Bermuda, and then the Virginia colonies of North America. So that one was false. It was Peru. Number 10, the potato was adopted as Idaho's official state vegetable in 2002. That is true. I would have thought it had been a lot earlier since of the association of potatoes in Idaho, but it says it's 02. Number 11, in 1947, Mr. Potato Head was born and was also the first toy to be advertised on TV. Half of that is true, but it was 1952, not 47. So 5 years later. Number 12, instant mashed potatoes, dehydrated potatoes, were introduced commercially in 1955. Just add milk. That is true. Number 13, potatoes and cabbage are two of the most popular fresh vegetables in the U.S. That would be false. The most fresh vegetable, which I would think is the most bought, consumed, used, is lettuce. So lettuce is the most popular. Number 14, U.S. potato production in 1998 was 47.5 billion pounds. That is true. Wow, that's a lot of pounds. Number 15, potatoes can be used to make vodka along with wheat, corn, rye, and barley. That is true. we all know about, potatoes and vodka. And the bonus, number 16, there's an Airbnb that's 28 feet long, 12 feet wide, and 11 and a half feet tall, and looks like a giant potato. That's true. It's called the Big Idaho Potato Hotel, all one word, and that's the handle on Instagram if you want to check it out. It rents for $200 a night in Boise, Idaho. Well done, Mike. These were some fun questions, and I hope you guys, the listeners, had fun answering them. It's time for the question of the day. We do this every single day. Today's question of the day is sponsored by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go check out fmdesignsinc.com right now if you need something printed. They do some amazing work. They just did some great Dwight stickers for me. If you need some stickers made, hit them up. And the really nice vinyl cut and printed and shaped stickers. And that's fmdesignsinc.com. Tell them Buds sent you. Today's question of the day is, what fast food franchise changed their french fries with a $70 million campaign back in 1998? Man, I feel like that was yesterday, and that was 21 years ago. $70 million campaign in 1998. What fast food place changed their fries? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Nickelodeon, and the question was about what network aired a show called Wild and Crazy Kids for our Wild Things episode. So if you missed that one, go back and check it out. Your trivia team name of the day is the Count of Monte Crisco, like the cooking oil, cooking whatever that stuff is, oil, right? It's oil. And you can use that next time you play trivia, the Count of Monte Crisco. Again, fmdesignsinc.com for all of your printing needs. And you can purchase premium trivia rounds for my friend Katie at www.trivialminds.com if you're a host or you need some content for your next big trivia event. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.